Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. We're past Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a nice holiday. It was a great week of football. Headlined by Josh Allen going off in the snow in Buffalo against the Niners. First quarterback in NFL history with the passing, rushing, and receiving touchdown in a game. And the receiving touchdown, I'm sure you've seen, on a lateral from Amari Cooper. Had to play by both of them. And Allen now the MVP favorite right now as things pick up down the stretch. And from Thanksgiving last week, the loss to the Lions, the Bears fired head coach Matt Eberflus after questionable clock management at the end of the game. Many people definitely wanted to put it all on Eberflus. I don't think that was fair. You could say he should have called the timeout when he saw things getting out of control, but there was plenty of time. The offense should have gotten on the ball, ran a play. I believe that was third down, right? So run a play and try to get more yardage. If you throw it in bounds, that's fine. That'd be nice, get more yardage. And then take that final timeout. Eberflus was saving it, and then ended up saving it too long with it was the final play, a deep ball shot to Ram Odunze. So just a weird sequence there. Eberflus was fired the next day. That makes three head coach openings now. Jets, Saints, and Bears. Chicago, of course, they have Caleb Williams. So that's a huge draw for their next potential coach. Somewhat odd, though, sometimes when the GM stays there when they came in with the coach and Ryan Poles, Kevin Warren, the team president, said that Ryan Poles is going to stay on as the GM. So it might be a matter of which coaches are comfortable going in a situation like that, even with a player of Williams' caliber at quarterback, a huge selling point. And a few injuries to note. Note him right at the top. Christian McCaffrey, now almost certainly done for the season unless the Niners get in the playoffs and he could return then after a knee injury, PCL injury. Ends an unfortunate year for him. Just really bad luck for a Niners team that nothing's gone right for him, really. Jordan Mason, high ankle sprain. He's out at least 4 weeks now, too, while on IR. Isaac Grando's looked good, rookie running back. When he's been in action, they picked up Izzy Abanaconda from the Jets. Impressive when he's gotten opportunities, particularly last preseason as a rookie. Trevor Lawrence suffered a concussion on what most agree was a dirty hit. I'm totally on board with saying quarterbacks need to do a better job, especially when they like tiptoe down the sideline, pick up extra yards. You can't even hit them because then you're going to get penalized as a defender. And then, I mean, Mahomes has done a lot where he'll tiptoe, get extra yards. Sometimes we'll just keep going down the sideline and break a big run. And late slides as well for quarterbacks puts defenders in a tough spot. I don't think that was, it's easy to say, I guess, not on the field, but I don't think that was too difficult for Azeez Alshire, Texans linebacker, to pull up, and he put a forearm to Lawrence's head, hit him hard as he was sliding, after he was sliding, really. And suspended three games, so that's a big story. Jaguars players went after Alshire after the hit, and Alshire says, like he posted on social media, some pictures, including Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, says he's going to be a villain now if that's what they want to make him, so keep an eye on that when he returns late in the regular season ahead of the playoffs. But yeah, Lawrence done for the year getting shoulder surgery on his left shoulder, which he played through last week. And then also Cowboys All-Pro guard Zach Martin dealing with an ankle injury, undergoing surgery. He's done for the season as well. So wishing the best to all those players. The final bye week of the season, six teams on a bye, so a heavy bye week here. We'll go through them real quick. First, the Ravens lost to the Eagles. The offense, pretty disappointing, had the three missed kicks. But Lamar Jackson said they shouldn't put Tucker in those situations and the offense should have done more and had opportunities out there. Said his mom cussed him out for not running enough. That's sort of been an issue in big games sometimes for Jackson. We know he can throw. I think a lot of people say he can. He might want to show he can on bigger stages. Not really sure, but I think him taking off, that just when lanes are there, he can pick up 10, 15 yards easy almost every time. And maybe that'll ultimately help them in the postseason. Similar type games for Jackson to know, okay, yeah, I'm just going to do what it takes to win and run a lot if I need to. Broncos also on a bye, 8-5 now. Beat the Browns in that thrilling Monday night game. Bo Nix had a total dime, 93-yard touchdown to Marvin Mims Jr. A lot of people starting to realize that the narrative about Nix was just so wrong in the pre-draft process and early in his career. Texans mentioned Alshire. The offense has been off a bit for them. Still So we'll see, maybe the extra time off, they can figure some things out, get on track ahead of the 4-week stretch before the playoffs, which they should be participating in, barring a collapse. Also in the division, the Colts, more in the mix for a wild card spot. Huge win last week at Foxborough. Anthony Richardson led the game-winning drive with a touchdown on a nice throw to Alec Pierce and then a 2-point conversion run. Could be massive for his confidence the rest of the season and moving forward to pull off a comeback game-winning drive like that and a win. Patriots, tough loss for them. Now 3-10. Drake May still showing good things. Flashes in not an ideal situation. They'll look to return and play spoiler down the stretch. And then the Commanders got back on track. Jaden Daniels, 4 total touchdowns, 3 passing, 1 rushing. Last week against the Titans, they set their tone early. Ran the ball with Brian Robinson Jr. Great bounce back showing for them as they look to hold a final playoff spot in the NFC. Now let's quickly go through each matchup on the week 14 schedule. First, Thursday Night Football, Packers-Lions. Awesome game for TNF the week after Thanksgiving. As always, two teams that played on Thanksgiving. Both teams banged up. No Jair Alexander. No Taylor Decker at left tackle for the Lions. No DJ Reader at defensive tackle for them. Carlton Davis is back, though, for Detroit. The Lions won the first matchup at Lambeau Fields in rainy conditions by 10 points. Should have the advantage here at home. But if they slip up, the Packers and Vikings behind them in the North, and also the Eagles can potentially take control of the top seed in the NFC. Romeo Doubs also out for the Packers, concussion. And I'm looking for Jordan Love to try to avoid mistakes against this Lions defense as they look to pull off the upset. Brown Steelers, we saw this matchup on Thursday. Russell Wilson threw for 414 yards in a shootout win over the Bengals last week. Browns may be drained to some extent, a little bit of a short week after losing Monday night at Denver. The Jameis Winston experience was in full effect. Threw for 497 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 picks, 2 pick sixes. Crazy game. He'll come out firing. We'll see if the Steelers defense can make some game-changing plays on Sunday. Saints Giants, New York, lost on Thanksgiving to Dallas. Going with Drew Locke again at quarterback. Tommy DeVito not at 100%. Locke did good things as a runner last week. Giants, definitely that regime. Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, their job's probably on the line over the final 5 weeks. Might take some really good play from the team for them to remain next year. Taysom Hill, should have mentioned him at the top. The Saints lost him due to a knee injury on a short yardage run. Took a low hit, unfortunate there. And more damage than just the ACL, apparently. 35 years old. One of the funnest players in the league to watch. Does so much for them, and they're so much better when he's on the field. So wishing him a good recovery. And also on the other side, the Giants, Dexter Lawrence. I guess not quite as serious as an injury, but elbow injury. And set to be done for the year. So big blow for a Giants team looking to string together some wins. Jets, Dolphins, New York. Disappointing season continues. Had a chance to go up 28-7 last week against Seattle. And Aaron Rodgers couldn't hit Garrett Wilson for a potential touchdown. To go up 21 points. Eventually lost. They're another team, Rodgers in particular, looking to play for 2025, whether for the Jets or somebody else. Sounds like he does want to keep playing. Miami lost at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. Frigid temperatures. They return home to Miami. Friendlier confines. Looking to keep pace in the AFC wildcard race, especially with Denver, see if they could gain half a game with the Broncos on the bye. Jaguars, Titans. Talked about the Jags. Interested to see how Mac Jones looks over the final 5 weeks. Not a great situation for a subpar team, but he looked good last week. I think he has starter ability, as he's shown before the wheels sort of fell off in New England. The Titans, again, didn't perform well at Washington last week. Important stretch for Will Levis as well, as I would think the Titans definitely need to consider what they want to do at quarterback after this season. Falcons, Vikings, Kirk Cousins threw 4 interceptions against the Chargers last week, including a pick 6. People are calling for Michael Penix Jr., the rookie quarterback, to step in there. So his back's right against the wall, despite being 6-6 as a team, facing his former team. Minnesota, just finding a way to win, came back against the Cardinals last week. It should be an exciting game. I think Cousins is going to stand in there and make some throws against a defense that probably going to cut him after him. Panthers, Eagles, Bryce Young continues to make some jaw-dropping throws, showing why he was the number one pick in 2023. I think DJ Wanham, once they got him on the edge, gave Carolina a boost on defense. Tall task now for that unit, trying to contain Saquon Barkley, who again broke a late touchdown run last week in the win over the Ravens. Eagles on fire both sides of the ball. I don't think they take the Panthers lightly. And big favorites this week at 12.5 points. Raiders, Bucks. Aiden O'Connell was very impressive on Black Friday. I believe I've mentioned it before, definitely surprised he wasn't the week one starter over Gardner Minshew, and maybe the contract played into that. But another guy, I think a big opportunity ahead of him. The final five games, looking to show he can potentially be a starter for the Raiders. Faces a Bucs team that's won two straight, now 6-6, right there in the NFC South. Bucky Irving, rookie running back out of Oregon, certainly looking like a steal for Tampa. A lot of people said he was too small, not fast enough, and obviously proving them wrong to this point. Divisional battle, Seahawks-Cardinals, second time in 3 weeks. It was a defensive battle last time. Seahawks won it. They're top the division at 7-5. Arizona 6-6. This one comes at home for the Cardinals. The pick six for Seattle was a difference. In the first game, last week for the Seahawks, the 90-something, whatever it was, yard pick six for Leonard Williams, who head coach Mike McDonald said is playing out of his mind right now. He had two sacks as well against his former Jets team. Cardinals can't let guys like him and Devin Witherspoon take over. Need to avoid the big turnovers this time around. Felt like they had the game won against Minnesota last week. Couldn't hold on. And I think potentially maybe just finding a way to win, definitely on the right track under Jonathan Gannon. Might need to learn how to win games, and a big one on Sunday. Bears Niners talked about the injury problems for the Niners. Tough spot. People are coming after Kyle Shanahan, which is kind of crazy. Now 5-7. Need to get a win this week. Stay alive in the NFC playoff race. They have some division games coming up, of course. Must find a way to beat a Bears team that just fired their coach. Bills, Rams, LA were shut out in the first half against the Saints last week. Kyren Williams paced a turnaround. I like the way Blake Corum is getting a little more work and keeping Williams fresh. The Bills ultimately might be too much. With how well they're playing, Josh Allen's lit up the Rams in his two games against them. Bills extremely confident. They need to limit Kyren Williams, get them in long third down situations, and Buffalo should be getting healthier on offense. Don Kincaid and Keon Coleman both practiced. I think they were limited yesterday, but should put them on track to potentially return after missing time. On Sunday Night Football, really good one, Chargers, Chiefs. They've had some awesome primetime battles in the past. This one at Arrowhead. Tar Heap still had two picks last week, including the pick six of Kirk Cousins that I mentioned. Crucial moments in the game. Chargers defense was a challenge for Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the first matchup. Ultimately, Mahomes and company came through. Fully expected to be a very close game. And I'm curious to see how the Kansas City defense, which has been somewhat disappointing as of late, fares against Justin Herbert and the Chargers offense. Again, should be a close game and a good one. Then finally, Monday Night Football, Bengals, Cowboys, Cincinnati. Looking to maybe win out and see if they have a shot in the AFC. Vibes aren't great though right now. Joe Burrow, just one of seven quarterbacks with 30 touchdowns, five or fewer interceptions through 12 games, and the worst record for the other 12 is 9-3, and Cincinnati's at 4-8. So it has to be frustrating. Again, vibes aren't good. Cowboys do have some good vibes going. Finally got a win at home on Thanksgiving against the Giants. Mike Parsons is adamant the team's in the playoff mix still. They're at 5-7. Might get Trevon Diggs back to go with De'Ron Bland and Parsons on defense. Another unit that needs game-changing plays from that side of the ball. Maybe take away a possession or two from Cincinnati. And the offense, again, needs to control the ball with Rico Dowdle. Get CeeDee Lamb the ball, keep it close, and see if they can win it. So that covers it for this week's episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Six teams on a bye, but still plenty of good games on the schedule. Can't ask for much better with Packers, Lions, and Chargers, Chiefs on Thursday night and Sunday night. Cowboys typically a draw on Monday night and hosting the Bengals. Enjoy all the games. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week.